Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, May 29th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting an opportunity to provide public input. On Monday at 6 p.m., you can learn about and comment on the plans for redistricting for the Austin ISD School Board Trustee Districts. On Wednesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., or I should say 8 a.m., so kind of early, there is a public input session hosted by Capital Metro to inform the process of creating a plan to achieve equitable transit-oriented development. The Equitable Transit-Oriented Development Study at Cap Metro is aiming to provide recommendations on how Austin can build affordable housing and attract more small businesses near transit. We'll stay on the transportation theme with our next activity. The group Movability hosts a Mobility Summit on Wednesday. Mobility refers to much more than just traffic. It plays an important role in economic development, equity, and affordability. The Mobility Summit will convene leaders from different backgrounds to discuss how Central Texas can embrace growth in a way that leads to better outcomes for the entire community. We'll move on to something a little less focused on public policy, and that is a three-class series offered by the Asian American Resource Center called Living with Nature. Whether it involves sitting in a Zen garden, brewing chai, or making a flower garland, such examples of living with nature are embraced by diverse Asian cultures. Through this program, participants will explore living with nature through hands-on activity, sharing of their work, and group discussion. Each class will center on elements from Asian cultures and heritage. With regard to safety, specifically workplace safety, there is a training opportunity for workers available each week from now until the end of June, provided by Texas State University via a grant from OSHA. The training addresses infectious disease prevention, including COVID-19, in the hospitality, general, and construction industries. These next two events look a little more than a week out into the future, but both events take place on Tuesday, May 31st. Brave Communities host a dialogue on May 31st on the critical topic of anti-Asian bias, racism, and its impact on Asian mental health, a challenge that has been greatly exacerbated since the onset of the pandemic. This forum shines a light on the need to address the stigma against seeking out care for mental health, which prevents many communities of color from getting the help they need and deserve. The other event on May 31st, to which we'll give an early mention, is this month's Red Bench Interfaith Conversation hosted by IACT. This month's topic is called Inspiring a New Generation, tackling the important topic of leadership development and the important role it plays in terms of our civic health. The goal of the Red Bench series is to improve interfaith understanding and civil discourse in our society. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, May 23rd. A career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on Friday. For those who may be in job search mode, there are a few job fair opportunities. There's an in-person job fair in Austin on Wednesday from 9:30 to 12:30 at the Hyatt House Austin Downtown Hotel. And on Friday, May 27th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there is also a virtual tech career fair opportunity. Also, on the economic opportunity front, a place to go to get help to kick off your job search is the Goodwill Launchpad Club. The group meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. And the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Zilker Brewing on Saturday, May 28th, and Better Have Coffee on Sunday, May 29th. Also on Sunday, May 29th, Uncommon Objects host the Uncommon Flea. And that same day, the Anytime Austin Market is at Meanwhile Brewing. And finally, continuing through May 30th, you can support artisans participating in the Blue Genie Art Bazaar's May Market. Now, for our fun and free feature for this week, I'm going to veer from our usual public benefit kind of fun to just plain old fun by promoting an event honoring the late, great multi-instrumentalist, singer, composer, and pop icon, Prince. Central Machine Works on the East Side hosts a birthday party in his honor. Right here, you should cue Purple Rain or Let's Go Crazy, depending on your mood, I suppose. I'll end the podcast by highlighting a couple of culinary activities. On Saturday, May 28th, you can partake in the Sazon Latin Food Festival at Annie's Day and Night. This event runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features food from Puerto Rico, Peru, Honduras, Jamaica, Mexico, Nicaragua, and more. There will also be Latin American music and entertainment for your enjoyment. If you have Asia on your mind, or on your taste buds, more so than the Americas, then make plans to go on out to VUCA on North Lamar on Sunday, May 29th, for a journey through Asia right here in Central Texas. The event showcases a variety of Asian-influenced dishes and cuisine offered by local food vendors and restaurants. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cannes Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of Cannes and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with Cannes. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.